In this bulletin, Victoria flags tighter coronavirus restrictions as the state's case numbers and deaths rise. The Hong Kong government postpones elections because of coronavirus safety concerns. And in the AFL, the Bombers suffer a loss to Brisbane on Friday night. With the latest SBS News, I'm Stephanie Corsetti. Victoria's chief health officer has confirmed a New Zealand-style so-called Stage 4 lockdown is under consideration for the state. A joint Commonwealth state analysis of Victoria's coronavirus data will be conducted at roughly the halfway mark of the six-week lockdown of Melbourne and the Mitchell Shire. Chief Health Officer Professor Brett Sutton says a lockdown that would involve all businesses, except those offering essential services forced to close, is being considered.
I think that's what we're exploring now. Obviously, a step up in restrictions is a really significant measure, but we are wanting it to be informed by evidence to the fullest extent possible. It gets to that point of being proportionate. There are, you know, really significant consequences for what you do in terms of increased restrictions. And so it has to be focused on what the data tells us about where transmission might be occurring.
Australia's Deputy Chief Medical Officer says the level of new coronavirus diagnoses is concerning after hundreds of new cases were detected this week. A meat facility in Melbourne at the centre of an earlier coronavirus outbreak has recorded another positive case. Cedar Meats in Brooklyn says a staff member has contracted COVID-19 and all staff are isolating until further notice. Professor Michael Kidd says Australia's outbreak is not as out of control like other countries, but the situation is serious.
This has been a very difficult week, and there will be more difficult weeks to come as we continue to live with COVID-19. My advice to you is that things will get better, but it won't happen overnight.
Queensland Police is warning against racism and bigotry in the state during the COVID-19 pandemic. Tensions have been high since the apprehension of three women charged with illegally entering the state, which has sparked fears of a second wave of coronavirus infections in Queensland. The state's police commissioner, Katerina Carroll, says coronavirus rule breakers come from many different backgrounds and community unity is needed at this time.
We have seen community members making comments about certain cultural groups and ethnicities. This is not productive at all. People doing the wrong thing come from all walks of life, backgrounds and community groups. So it is important, especially in these times, that community groups actually come together rather than fracture.
There was one new case of COVID-19 in Queensland yesterday. Hong Kong's leader is postponing planned legislative elections for a year because of the coronavirus outbreak. The Legislative Council general election was planned for September and is traditionally held every 4 years. Carrie Lam says the postponement was a difficult decision, but the pandemic needs to be controlled and public safety ensured.
A logical solution will be what is stated in Section 11 of the Legislative Council Ordinance for emergency meetings, is to allow the preceding Legislative Council, that is the six-term Legislative Council members, to come back and to continue their business, i.e. to extend the term of the six-term Legislative Council by 1 year.
A new date is yet to be determined. A US court has overturned the death sentence of convicted Boston Marathon bomber Jocker Senzaver. The attack in 2013 killed three people and injured hundreds, but lawyers argued the media coverage disadvantaged Senzaver from having a fair trial. After more than 6 months of arguments, the Federal Appeals Court in Boston handed down the decision on Friday. In sport, the Brisbane Lions have secured a strong 63-point win against Essendon in the AFL on Friday night. It's the team's third straight victory and places Brisbane equal with Port Adelaide at the top of the ladder. While in the NRL, the Cronulla Sharks overcame the Brisbane Broncos 36-26 last night. It's the sixth win out of seven matches for the Sharks. And now for a look at the weather. Perth, mostly sunny, 19. Adelaide, sunny and 20. Melbourne, mostly sunny, 17. Hobart, partly cloudy, 17. Canberra, morning fog and frost, 15. Wollongong, mostly sunny, 19. Sydney, much the same and also 19. Newcastle, similar conditions, 19. Brisbane, partly cloudy and 22. Cairns, a shower or two, 26. And Darwin, sunny, 31. I'm Stephanie Corsetti, SBS News.